St. George, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, is the feast day of a great saint of fortitude. We say it the prayers at the foot of the altar every day between the priest and the server, but all of us symbolically. Quia tu es Deus, fortitudo mea. For thou, O God, art my fortitude, or my strength. We see it especially exemplified in this holy helper, who's a patron saint of soldiers and of knights, of England and of Russia and of Greece. And his name, of course, is St. George. The Greeks call him the Great Martyr. St. George, indeed, was so venerated, and perhaps it was because he came from the Holy Land, from Palestine, that even the Muslims respected him, and the Mohammedans, who would usually destroy the statues or the pictures of the saints, always respected that of St. George. How do we know St. George? Well, if you can see the little statue on the altar, it's at a bit of a distance, of course, or the picture that we have for his shrine by Our Lady, that's a reminder that St. George is the dragon slayer. He was, the story is told, a brave soldier or knight under the Emperor Diocletian, and he traveled around when he could, doing good. He heard about a dragon who had, dragons I think generally could fly, and he had extremely bad breath. His breath was so bad that it could knock people over dead. Well, this particular dragon had a taste for sheep, and he was besieging a town in Libya in northern Africa. And St. George, being in the neighborhood, came by to see what the matter was, and he found out that the poor townspeople had been terrorized by the dragon, and they would give him 2 sheep to eat every day as a kind of a bribe to leave them alone. And that worked out well for a while, until they ran out of sheep. And when they had no more sheep left, they started to feed him girls, which would be a bad thing if you were a girl. They went through all the girls of the town until finally the only girl left was the princess. And the princess then was being taken off to be fed to the dragon. When St. George arrives on the scene, he quickly perceives what's going on, and he wounds the dragon and stuns him. And then with the princess's belt, he drags the dragon into town. But the dragon is not dead, he's just stunned temporarily. He'll come to in a short while. He tells the town people, St. George does, it's up to you. Either you renounce the dragon, or the dragon will come back. And they would say, well, we don't want anything to do with the dragon. And then St. George kindly explained to them, he's a good, confirmed soldier of Christ, St. George is, he kindly explains to them, well, you know who the dragon is, that's the devil. This is just a devil. The only way to fight off the devil is for all of you to be baptized and renounce the devil once and for all. So it's up to you. Either the dragon will terrorize you for the rest of your life, or you will renounce him. Well, all of the townspeople said, we'll be baptized and we'll renounce the devil forever. And so with that, St. George slew the dragon, and that was the end of him. And from then on, as they say, everybody lived happily ever after, except St. George, who always knew where trouble was, and he always fought against the dragon or the devil, except that St. George then went back to his post where he was a soldier under Diocletian, and the emperor, this was towards the end of the great persecutions, had declared a persecution against Christianity and had forbade any masses, and said that the priests and the bishops had to hand over all of the holy books and all of the chalices so there couldn't be any more masses. Well, when St. George saw that, he was furious, and he pulled the announcement down and he ripped it up publicly by means of giving a good example of what? Of fortitude. He, just as he had fought the dragon, he was going to fight the dragon who was Diocletian. And he eventually ended up dying as a glorious martyr for Christ. Today, children, we should think about whether or not we've been feeding the dragon. Curiously enough, most of us have a dragon or two as a sort of a pet, and you might keep them in a terrarium in your room, but usually we allow the dragon to travel around with us wherever we go. And when the dragon gets hungry, we feed him, don't we? We never think about driving the devil off or slaying the dragon. We just feed him. So if we're in a bad temper, we say something bad-tempered. Or if we feel like telling a lie, we just tell a lie. Or if we're too sleepy for our prayers, we don't pray. We feed the dragon all the time, don't we? But unlike the townspeople of the story in Libya, we've been baptized. We've already renounced the devil, haven't we? And all of his works and all of his pomps. Who rides in to save us? Well, St. George is a symbol of our Lord. He's a symbol of all of the saints whom we can invoke. Every day, you and I have to get on our horse with our armor, and that's the armor of faith, St. Paul says, and get a good sharp lance and ride off, find the dragon, and slay him. How do you slay the devil, the dragon? Well, first of all, you say no to the temptation, and then next, you certainly make the sign of the cross, and you say a prayer, and then maybe you think of something else. And then sometimes, to fight some temptations, we have to look them straight in the eye and just overcome them. Children, there are always dragons, but let's be careful that we don't have any pet dragons that we take around with us and whom we try to feed every day. No, no. As soon as we realize, oh, there's a dragon on my back, let's get him down and slay him with the sign of the cross, with prayer, with good resolutions, with the sacraments. Some people go through their whole lives feeding the dragon. Let's not be any of those. Let's rather be brave Christian knights. That's what we're doing today at Mass, aren't we? We're going to the altar of God, to God who is our strength or our fortitude. Remember about the Holy Ghost's gift of fortitude, children. We think about it especially now with confirmations coming up. Fortitude, St. Bruno says, fortitude is never conquered. If it is conquered, why, it's not fortitude. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.